USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in North Korea where he's meeting with its leader Kim Jong-un, reportedly setting the stage for a summit between Kim and President Trump. Yesterday, Trump says,
"We have our meeting scheduled. We have our meeting set. The location is picked. The time and date, everything is picked."
Also on Pompeo's agenda while visiting North Korea, the three Americans who've been held by that country, the president suggesting that his administration is close to securing their release. Some say Pompeo may be bringing the three home with him. Reports are Iranian hardliners are thrilled that President Trump has withdrawn the United States from the nuclear deal. Many there have been against it as well, for different reasons. This morning, a paper U.S. flag was burned in the Iranian parliament, and chants of death to America broke out. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
There's relief among Republican leaders after a controversial U.S. Senate candidate lost a primary in West Virginia yesterday. Former coal executive Don Blankenship ended up finishing third in that Republican primary, State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey winning the race. He'll take on Democratic incumbent Joe Manchin in November's general election. In Ohio, Republican Congressman Jim Renacci won the nomination to take on incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown in November, and businessman Mike Braun won Indiana's Senate primary. He'll face incumbent Democrat Joe Donnelly in the general election. Two new cracks now in the earth near the Kilauea volcano, pumping out more dangerous gas on the Big Island of Hawaii. The new fissures splitting open late yesterday, spewing that sulfur dioxide gas and oozing lava as well. More evacuations may be needed now. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A federal bankruptcy judge is clearing the way for the sale of the company founded by disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. Lantern Capital receiving approval in Delaware yesterday to buy the assets of the Weinstein Company. Lantern was the only bidder with an offer of about $300 million. Weinstein's company filed for bankruptcy after dozens of women accused the 66-year-old film producer of sexual misconduct. Lawyers for the women say the sale is unlikely to provide enough money to cover all of their harassment claims. A new report says cracks were found earlier than officials said they were in that Florida bridge that collapsed on six people earlier this year. The Miami Herald says the cracks were discovered in late February at the base of the concrete support truss of that bridge. That's where independent engineers say the structure shattered while under construction. The engineers agreed that the cracks were a red flag indicating potentially critical structural problems. The 950-ton bridge near the Florida University collapsed on the 15th of March and again killed six people. The Mormon Church is cutting ties with the Boy Scouts. Officials with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announcing that they will end their long-standing relationship with the Boy Scouts of America next year on December 31st of 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.